Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the debut broadcast of Earth's Final Warning radio program, broadcasting live here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I am so happy that you all have joined and tuned into the program today. And as I said, this is a debut broadcast. I have been on this network previously, and so I'm very happy to be back. God has taken my ministry in a new direction with still a teaching ministry, but with an emphasis on end time events. And so I got a few things I need to get into today before I get into the message. One has to do with the time of the program. As far as I know, right now, this program will continue to air in this time slot every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is, of course, the numbers pick up. If I have a lot of listeners, then I may add new programs because I have a I have a certain schedule that I'm on, so it's a little bit difficult to continue to do this on a daily basis. So as it stands right now, the program will air on Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I said in the program description, today's broadcast is going to be a study on end time events. You know, Jesus gave us many signs to look for to tell us that we were in the end times and to tell us also what those times would be like, what we could expect to occur as we head toward inexorably towards the end of the world, or really as we head inexorably towards the end of this age, which will eventually culminate in a seven-year period known as the tribulation period, or otherwise known as the 70th week of Daniel. And we'll see the rise of a man the Bible calls the Antichrist to take over the world during those 7 years. But right now, we are dealing primarily with the signs leading up to that event. And so Jesus had a lot to say about this. And so this is in Matthew, in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. Jesus said, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming in the end of the world?" And so there's several signs that Jesus gives here. First of all, he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Deception is one of the characteristics of the end times, or the last days. There is so much deception in the church these days that it's hard to imagine. But the Bible said it would happen. People have, at least at this time, they're inwardly, in their minds, in their spirits, they have departed from the faith. They may still attend church, but they have departed from the faith that's once been delivered to the saints, and which is the Word of God. We have the Word of God, but and the Word of God tells us, you know, it's a standard by which we live. It's a standard by which we, upon which we base our decisions. All things, all teachings, all decisions, everything we do in life must be stand up to the test of the Word of God. So if what we're doing, if we're teach what we're teaching conflicts with Scripture, then, you know, we're to discard that and get back to what the Bible has to say. And unfortunately, these days, many false teachers have entered the church with all types of false doctrine, and the church is slowly but surely apostatizing, as the Bible said they would do, which is the next sign, an apostasy. The Bible says in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. So deception and apostasy are two characteristics, or two signs, rather, that you can look for in the last days. And I think anyone with even a scintilla of spiritual discernment can see that we're now experiencing those two things. I mean, in terms of apostasy, many are departing from the faith. Right now, we have many leaders in the charismatic movement, as well as other well, how should I describe it? The other churches, Baptists, whatever, moving towards a unity or a false unity of with other faiths, and we have no business uniting with faiths that conflict with our faith. We have no business uniting with faiths that reject the lordship of Jesus Christ. And yet, as I speak, this is taking place, and it's sad to see. It's tough. It's tough on me emotionally. I can't stand it. I know many people feel the same way, but it's what's happening, and it's what was predicted to happen. And it just seems to be getting worse instead of better. But again, it was predicted to be this way, and so we have to understand that and just continue to maintain our focus on God and our relationship with Him, and on the Word, His Word, what He has to say in His Word. When we see these things taking place, even though it's very upsetting, we need to understand that it was prophesied in the Bible that this would happen. Okay, another thing we see, another sign that Jesus came, is war, which we see taking place all over the world at this time. I mean, it's unbelievable the numbers of wars that are taking place. And of course, we had this terrorist group in the Middle East, and particularly in Iraq and Syria, that goes by the name of ISIS, and they are just wreaking havoc in those areas of the world, and they're killing Christians by the droves. And this, again, was prophesied to happen. Jesus said here, "And you shall hear of wars," and this is in verse 6, by the way, "and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Okay? "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Now, that's something else I need to touch on. Certainly, we see the famines taking place. We see the earthquakes taking place. And a lot of people, you know, say, well, that's no big deal. We've always had earthquakes. But in the Greek, there is, I forget what it is, but in other words, the Greek in this verse of Scripture indicates a frequency and an intensity of these earthquakes. And we've certainly seen that And we've seen so many in recent years that it's very troubling, very troubling. I mean, I think it was last year we had one in Oklahoma, and we had another one in Oklahoma sometime prior to that. I think we had one in South Carolina just recently. So, I mean, these things are heating up, prophetically speaking. Things are heating up. And only another 4 minutes left in the program, so I need to move along here. Let me see. And, of course, famines and pestilences. We know that the president has allowed numerous numbers, scores, droves of illegal aliens into this country from the hellholes of South America who carry all kinds of diseases. Now, we eradicated most of these diseases here in the United States. But now these people come from countries where they didn't do that. So they're carrying those diseases, and they're spreading like wildfire. And so, again, that isn't all. That isn't all of what Jesus is talking about here. That's just one aspect of it. Then he says pestilences. That's another thing. And we have droughts, worldwide droughts in many places. Thank God. I mean, we've even had some here recently in the United States, and I think there are a few cities that are experiencing water shortages as a result of these droughts. Now, here in Florida, we're doing pretty well as far as rainfall is concerned, so I thank God for that, and I pray for those other places, those other cities, to get the rainfall they need to break those water shortages and have plenty of water. Okay, let me see. I'm running out of time here. I should have booked more than 15 minutes. Iniquity shall abound. That's another one. We certainly see iniquity abounding in this time. I mean, if you look back on the way things were, let's say, back in the 1950s, and so you're talking just 60 years, in the 1960s even. That's when it really began to really heat up, in the 60s. But back in the 1950s, you know, you did not see the things you see today on television or anywhere else for that matter. And there was a certain respect that people had for each other that you see is very hard to find these days. And this is, again, these are signs that validate or authenticate the Word of God. And so you need to pay attention to what the Bible says about these things. Keep your eyes focused on God in these last days, these days when persecution is on the rise. There's just so many things are happening, and I'm flat out of time here. I have just a few more minutes. Not even a few more minutes. I have just one more minute left in the program. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out, and next week I'll pick up with the same subject, the study of the end times, part two. But for now, let me just say this to you, that I'm in the process of having a new website built, and hopefully by the next program it will be up and running. I don't have a website right now, but I do have a Facebook final warning at Facebook, and you can go there and log on to that. And if you like what you see, you can like the page, and I would greatly appreciate it. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out the program, and I'll just say this to you. If this program has been a blessing to you, you can leave messages for me here at the Blog Talk Radio Network. I don't know exactly how you go about doing that, but you can leave those messages. And so I would appreciate your feedback about the program. I realize this is my first one. I'm a little bit shaky, but I think it's going to get better as time goes on. In fact, I know it will. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close out the program, and I thank you all for tuning in. And I will see you for the next program. God bless.